sit over here and relax, and I'll make you a nice cup of tea. Then we can have dinner, then we can sit and watch the telly. There's a good film on tonight. Oh, by the way, how was the office today, dear?
I mustn't stay this job too long. I've got to get out before the hold is too strong. I've got to get out before my ambition is gone. And it's breaking me up, breaking me down. But when I get home, you make it all worthwhile. You make me laugh and you make me smile. And after a hard day sorting out the files, you make it all worthwhile.
I just remember going to Shepherd's Pie. Do you like it?
Shepherd's Pie? I can't stand Shepherd's Pie! Stand shepherd's pie, but I'll eat it. And afterwards I'll write a whole verse about your cooking.
Although Andrea's morale is lifted by Norman's concern, she is still enslaved by her basic womanly urge to please her man. The tears are starting to well up inside. And then, after agonizing moments, she decides to throw caution to the wind.
Oh, I don't know. It seems you don't have any time for me these days.
Don't be silly, darling.
It's true. You only think about your work.
Well, you know how important this project is to me.
Although Andrea is only a few feet away from her man, she feels an eternity away from his thoughts. She is on the verge of tears.
Oh, I want some little affection.
She breaks down.
Norman speaks very highly of you at the office. He really loves you, you know.
Really loves me?
Madly. Loves you, madly. Hey, this is from Norman.
Andrea feels a cool quiver of contentment shoot up her spine.
And this is from me.
Andrea's body is seething with uncontrollable passion. At this moment, she wishes he would make love to her on the spot.
Hey! Woo! Hey, Andrea. What would Norman say, eh? You being kissed by a big star like me?
Yourself like you do. It's gonna make a nervous wreck out of you. So wipe your nose, dry your eyes. What's the point of cracking up? All because of Shepherd's Pie. Whoa, baby, you never know what I do to you. I'm breaking my back, sweating slaves. You can smell it.
Would you like to have a morning castle for dessert?
Darling,
The Kinks on The British Biscuit will return following this message.
What's the matter now?
Those people at the office today, Andrea, they really treated me as if I were normal. Sometimes I wonder if this experiment's not such a good idea after all. Norman's life is so trashy. Look, this house, this food, you, that wallpaper, everything is so boring, trivial, insignificant. I can't stand it here. I'm a star. I'm a star. I've got to get back into show business where I belong. My audience needs me.
Oh, why don't you stop pretending you're something you're not? You're just a dull little accountant.
I'm not an accountant. I'm a rock and roll singer.
Norman!
I'm not Norman. I'm not Norman. I'm Ray Davis. Do you understand that? Look, Andrea, I'm just researching Norman's character for a few days, like I did the well-respected man and the dedicated follower of fashion. Now, they didn't give me any trouble. Look, I mean, you see, I'd never consider living with you in this squalor if it wasn't for my work. I can't stand this pigsty of a house. I can't stand that swill you call food. And I can't stand you. But most of all, Andrea,